Several years ago, I had the privilege of making a pilgrimage to El Salvador. While there, I visited the chapel where Saint Archbishop Oscar Romero was assassinated while celebrating Mass. The Archbishop celebrated a daily Mass with hospital sisters in that small chapel. He poured out his blood on the altar with Christ because of his opposition to injustices committed against Salvadoran coffee bean plantation workers. This Sunday, we celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi. When I sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament in my little chapel, I find it a good time to reflect on the importance of the Eucharist. The Mass is the heart of our Christian faith. It is from the Mass that we gain the courage and the power to live our vocation as Christians. It is disheartening to see on television so much brokenness in humanity, from mass shootings to suffering migrants to racism to political self-interest. We see people suffering under autocratic rule. We see unjust laws being legislated. I ask myself what our purpose as Catholics and the Church is in a suffering world. Who is Christ in the world today? Reading the Gospels and the New Testament writings, we realize that we have been baptized into Christ and are to be Christ's embodied presence in the world. And that is why we come to Mass. We come so that we can be strengthened by Christ in the Blessed Sacrament to carry out the work he asks of us. In the Eucharist, Jesus gives himself to us as the renewed covenant with God, who always is committed to our good. In return, we are invited to make a covenant with God, to be totally for God and the world entrusted to us. Saint Paul, in his letters, reminds the Christian community that they are the body of Christ. Christ is not simply the resurrected Jesus, nor is Christ simply in the Blessed Sacrament. But we, with the risen Christ, are Christ's body in the world today. Christ is intricately woven into our humanity. We can say that we, individually and together as a community, are the body of Christ. If we are one with Christ, then should we not live as though we were other Christs? If Christ is indeed truly entangled and woven into our humanity, then not only do we live in Christ in the world, but we also share in the same resurrection as Jesus did. The Church, which is us, could become a transformative structure for humanity and the earth itself. We are not simply a religion. Christ is within us, not only for our salvation, but so that we can become like him. We are a people with a mission that is expressed in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come on earth as in heaven." As Catholics, we believe that the risen Christ is profoundly present at Mass, in the Eucharistic bread and wine, giving his body and blood to us in self-emptying love. When we receive Holy Communion, we are to become one with the body and blood of Christ, poured out in sacrificial love. When we look at each other, beyond the color of skin, or politics, or religion, we recognize with the eyes of faith Christ's presence in the humanity of one another. We participate in Eucharist with others so that Christ, present in the Blessed Sacrament, can strengthen us to empty our lives even as did St. Archbishop Romero. Each time we participate in Eucharist, we hear Christ's inviting words, "Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood of the covenant. Do this in memory of me."